And this, of course, is the birds. It's time for the Garden Conversation, which is underwritten by Jewel Gardens in Skagway, in loving memory of Charlotte Jewel and her vision for the gardens as a community space for peace, inspiration, and education. Hi.
Good morning, Joni.
We have Mardell.
And we have a new person on the Garden Conversation.
Hi.
This is Kate Fossman, and we're going to talk about another community garden later in a few minutes. But we got a question in, and I want to answer that first.
I love questions.
Okay. Joni, do you have any horsetail in your place?
Oh, gosh. You'd think I was growing it for a crop or something.
Okay, here's the question. In my swamp neighborhood, horsetail is rampant. I heard that if you pick it, all of the sections reproduce. How can I get it out of my gardens? Thanks, Jen. Well, so I didn't feel like I had a really good answer to this, and so I asked a bunch of other gardeners, and I found that it was a hot question for a lot of people. In fact, I went to Kate, and we were talking about Cluckwan, and she said, oh, yeah, we have horsetail, too. How do we deal with it? So I asked a few people, and this is what I came up with. So first of all, I'll tell you that this is one of the oldest living plants on the planet. We just looked it up. How old is it, Kate?
100 million years.
100 million years old.
A living fossil.
Yes. So,
and it actually used to be tree height.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
and the same, my understanding is that there were the short things that we have, and things haven't changed very much with that. But then in the same genre, there was big, tall trees. So we can be grateful that we got the little stuff, I guess. So, and yes, all those little pieces will grow into plants. But the truth of the matter is that that's probably not going to happen in one season. So if you are growing vegetable beds, people around here, myself included, are successful in, you basically till it up. In fact, when I talked to Sally about this, this is her reason for tilling her area, is she tills up that horsetail and puts it in her bed, and yes, it will grow, but probably not to compete with her plants fast enough that year.
You mean like with a rototiller?
She actually uses a rototiller. I don't use a rototiller. I have used a fork or different things. Once you... So there's different styles of dealing with it. I pull out those long runners, those roots under there, as much as possible. And over the years, I have actually pretty much eliminated it from my beds that I grow vegetables in. Now, perennials are a different story. And I think that's what Jen's question was, is I think she's got it in perennial beds. And how do I get it out of perennials? Because you're not tilling those.
Right.
So you can get those long roots out. There's such a sense of self satisfaction when you finally pull one of those long things and and so get those out as much as possible, and then what you need to do is break off the green growing part. And I shouldn't say break it off. You need to dig down and pull that off the root as much as possible. If you just break it off, you're going to get little I don't know. They don't look nice and tall and elegant. You get little clumps of this green stuff coming out where you break it off. So it's better to dig down and take a dandelion tool and break it off underground. And what you're doing with this is you are eliminating its ability to photosynthesize. And so when I talked to Darren in the cooperative extension, he said that really what you're trying to do is starve the plant by taking away its photosynthesis ability. Well, that being said, remember that they also reproduce in another way. They have spores. And so some people don't know that it's also the same plant that sends up these brown, how do you describe them? Fungus-looking little things. They look like little fungus things in the spring. And when you hit them, they have a puff of spores is what's happening. And they are also reproductive for this plant. So get those out of your garden if you can. and before the spores come off.
When they start, they're just little tiny, and you can tell what they are because they're little spiky things. Mm-hmm. But
So that's why this plant is so successful. It reproduces by spore. It reproduces by rhizome stolons underneath the ground. And another thing is that if you go online, they'll say, oh, alkalinize your soil because they like acidic soil. Their favorite is they like damp or wet, I should say, wet acidic soil, which is the swamp that Jen is talking about. And certainly that's where it's the worst. But they are a successful plant, so they grow in... Mine grow in limestone sand because that's what I have, and they're very successful in that too. So I personally think that if you try to alkalinize your soil to the point that you get rid of horsetail, you're not going to be able to grow anything. If horsetail is going to grow as well as any other plant, and so I don't think that that's a good tactic to...
Have you run into anyone that's used a torch?
No, I mean, you're going to be burning off the top, which is, again, the same as pulling it. No, I haven't. I don't know. Have you?
No.
Try it and come back.
I want to torch the things, you know?
Yeah. But, Kate, what about eating it? Kate's a nutritionist, and she's the one who's mentioned that there are people that eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I've heard some anecdotal evidence about it. I don't know about the safety. So... Uh-huh. That is kind of, I wouldn't say, like, lean into your horsetail and just, you know, accept it.
Make it
and
part of your diet.
I wouldn't replace your kale with your horsetail. I think that, you know, if you can find a way to eat it safely, then go for that. Or if there's traditional uses for it. But use caution.
We read that there were some traditional indigenous people in the Pacific Northwest use it. And so, but I can't speak to that because I've never really used it. So.
Right. It was called a pot scrubber. They used to use it to clean pots.
I use it for that. I definitely use it for that at times. So,
And then we were also reading that it's a tradition, the spore version before, you know, it goes into the horsetail that we're seeing at it right now, is eaten like asparagus in Japan.
Yeah, so that's
does
interesting.
Look like asparagus. Mm-hmm.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a very limited time that you can get it. You'd have to get out there and get it that particular day because it changes really fast. So, yeah, that'd be interesting to try that. It does have silica in it, and I can't imagine getting too much silica in your body as being a good thing.
Yeah, it couldn't be a good thing.
A little bit is fine.
Dry out cell phones with it, maybe.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I want to say one other thing that I have done, and I think that it's probably had the most effect of clearing horsetail from my area, is I do a perimeter of all around my gardens of tilling. It's the only thing I use my tiller for these days. And I do that because that keeps the horsetail and the raspberries and the fireweed from coming in from the side of the garden. And most of you know how your edges of your beds, you can clean them out and they look all nice and clean. And just a short while later, they look like you've never done anything. And it's because it's coming in from the sides. And so... I think that that has had a huge effect on my being able to get horsetail under control. And I will say also that because I have alkaline soil, I think maybe I have a little bit leg up on that. I am appreciative of that. And people that are living in the swamp probably have to deal with it, have a harder time dealing with it. But so that's what I learned. I lost an asparagus bed to it. Because it has the same growth habits as asparagus. Mm-hmm. So I do not have asparagus because I haven't figured out how to make asparagus and equisetum live in the same field. I think I'm going to do a line bed someday.
Yeah, they are kind of similar,
aren't they? They're very similar. Yeah. And what happened is that in the battle, asparagus lost. It took about 7 years, but it finally succumbed. So I will warn people about that. So I think that's pretty much what I learned about horsetail, what we learned about horsetail. So is horsetail in Klukwan?
We have We have a little bit of it. We're more so battling some stinging nettles.
Uh-huh.
And those are cropping up more and more. And we have a little bit of just around the greenhouse of invasive mint. But that's more pleasant when we find it, I think.
Yes, that's right. It is more pleasant. We all have our weed battles. It's interesting how different little microclimates. And also the mint is just probably because somebody let it go.
I think it was an accident.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah. So, okay. Well, let's back up a little bit. So you're involved with the Clukwan Garden. And so tell us about it. How does it operate?
Sure. I've only been involved for the past 3 years. It's been going on for quite some time before that, headed up by Lonnie Hotch.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have Jamie Campbell as our garden leader out there. So I got to be involved as part of being the community dietitian out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to grow some great food with some great community involvement from the Clukwan community members. And it really is a team effort from everyone out there, you know, coming out for different events. So there's different big push times during the year. So there's big push times for when we're getting the garden ready. Mm-hmm. And we're just kind of finishing that up now, where it's great to have extra hands in there. And then throughout the year with weeding, it gets to be easier to figure out what is a weed and what is not a little bit later on.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
It's also a great place to learn from other folks. So it's really where I learned directly from Lonnie and Mandy Ramsey, you know, how do you tell what is a weed and what is the cute little kale start,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And very patient with me. They spent the time, and then I became a good little weeder. So that's kind of one of my favorite things about the community garden. And I think that's probably true of any community garden, is you get this great combination of knowledge, mm-hmm, and teaching opportunity.
Right. You get the advantage of the experience from other people, mm-hmm, and being able to be taught as you work and as you go, and gleaning that information. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the one of the most common things I hear from people when they're nervous about starting gardening is they're nervous about plucking their little carrot starts, mm-hmm, when they meant to be plucking a weed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably my biggest barrier,
right,
too, is I was just nervous about doing more harm than
good. Mm-hmm.
But just getting involved, you know, one of the best things that got me involved was working in Gina St. Clair's garden. She took me on as a helper one summer,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
that was a good process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's always good to be able to learn. Well, and then you get to learn in somebody else's garden and don't have to make the mistakes in your own. But so how does Clukwan do these pushes? I mean, do they put up notices, or how do they let people know? And are you wanting more people from Clukwan if they're interested?
Definitely, mm-hmm. Yeah. If people in Clukwan are interested in getting out there and helping, Jamie typically puts out flyers, mm-hmm, when we're looking for, you know, a big amount of hands. But, you know, any given Tuesday, 9 to 12, we're going to be out there taking care of things, doing what needs to get done to get that garden producing some food, so people can, you know, stop by if they're willing to lend a hand.
And then the benefit is that you actually get some produce or harvest,
right,
at the end of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm, we're going to start getting some of the carrots are going to be, I know it sounds like so far out, but it's going to be a couple of months. It'll be here before we know it, you know.
It goes fast, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's really fun when we do, mm-hmm, get to harvest.
And you've got potatoes. What are the typical things that people actually would get out of it? You've got kale,
sure,
I saw out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, kale's going to be a continuous harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more the people of Clukwan eat the kale, the more it will produce, mm-hmm, for us, which, mm-hmm, will be great. So we've got kale, carrots, potatoes. We are trying to put in an asparagus bed.
Oh, cool.
We'll see, mm-hmm, what happens, mm-hmm, there.
And are you doing anything with that? Was it a cold storage container or,
mm-hmm,
that you have out there?
We're going to see what we can do with that. That is a dream.
Work in progress.
Yeah.
Work in progress.
Yeah, it's a great great facility, and we are looking at some organizational, mm-hmm, options.
Well, and I was just out there, and you have now a very large potato bed opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so if you do start growing more and more potatoes, you got to have a storage space for it.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, one thing leads to another is what happens.
It's endless.
Yes.
Unlike this show, which is going to be over.
Oh, it's going
to
end very soon. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Kate, for coming in and talking. What I love about this gardening thing is there are so many groups that have gotten together and say, let's garden together. And what you've talked about today is exactly the joy and the beauty of that is that you get to, it's not as daunting when you can do it with other people, and a lot more fun, I think.
It's always fun to talk while you're pulling weeds.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not quite so intimidating, like, oh, what if I make a mistake? And you learn that, oh, we all make mistakes. And
if we make a mistake, there's always the grocery store backup.
Yeah, it's true. We are very lucky in that, aren't we? Yes.
And then we learn about the importance of thinning.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Well, thank you so
thank you very much. Garden Conversation
with Kate Fossman and Mardell Gunn. Thank you.
Happy gardening.
Happy gardening. Okay.